You're listening to a Hindustan Times podcast brought to you by HT Smartcast.
Hello, these are the top news for the day.
Prime Minister Narendra Modi's third government on Monday prioritized continuity over coalition dharma as it allocated crucial cabinet portfolios to prominent ministers of the previous government, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, S. Jaishankar and Nirmala Sitharaman. The BJP, however, appeared to have adjusted to the new reality as it accorded greater representation to its allies in the Council of Ministers. Prime Minister Narendra Modi's third government on Monday prioritized continuity over coalition dharma as it allocated crucial cabinet portfolios to prominent ministers of the previous government, including Rajnath Singh, Amit Shah, S. Jaishankar and Nirmala Sitharaman. The BJP, however, appeared to have adjusted to the new reality as it accorded greater representation to its allies in the Council of Ministers. Several new faces were also inducted, including BJP leaders J.P. Nadda, Shivraj Singh Chauhan and Manohar Lal Khattar. Congress General Secretary Jairam Ramesh on Monday slammed the centre after it authorised the release of tax devolution to states for June, calling the move a third-rate PR. According to the Congress leader, the tax devolutions are constitutional entitlements determined by the Finance Commission. The centre authorised the release of tax devolution of 1,39,750 crore rupees to states for June. According to the Finance Ministry, one additional installment is being released in addition to the regular release of the devolution amount for June. Police formed 11 teams and mounted a massive search operation to nab the terrorists who attacked a bus full of pilgrims in Raisi district in Jammu that killed 9 people and injured another 42, even as authorities said they suspected the hand of Pakistan-based terror outfit Lashkar-e-Taiba behind the terror strike. The State Investigation Agency and National Investigation Agency also joined the probe and collected evidence from the spot of the attack in Teriyat. Police questioned some local residents. The 53-seater bus was carrying pilgrims from Shiv Khori Temple in Raisi to Katra when terrorists opened fire at around 6:10 p.m. in Teriyat village of Raisi on Sunday evening. The bus rolled into a gorge. Officials believe terrorists involved in the attack could be hiding in nearby forests, necessitating drones and quadcopters to track down the attackers. After losing to the United States of America for arguably the biggest shocker in T20 World Cup history, Pakistan choked on their own batting when they failed to chase down 120 against India. It was their best chance to break free. It was a pure case of abysmal game awareness, and Pakistan, comprising players with experience of over 100 matches, couldn't even do that. But enough is enough, says Akram. The former Pakistan captain has called for radical changes following the T20 World Cup. Absolutely livid with the performances of the current Pakistan team and its off-field nuisances, Akram has requested the PCB to summon a new set of players and form a team around them irrespective of the results. Actor Aditi Rao Hedri is enjoying a special phase of her life both on a professional and a personal level. She has been getting rave reviews for her performance in web series Heer Mandi and has started a new chapter with her longtime boyfriend Siddharth by getting engaged. Now, she says she is cherishing every moment spent with him. Asked how she is balancing her personal life with the demands of her professional career, the actor says, by enjoying the present. By laughing together and by knowing we are on the same team, regardless of what's happening around us. Aditi and Siddharth have remained tight-lipped about their relationship. It is believed that the two fell in love with each other on the sets of their film, Mahasamundram, in 2021.
You were listening to the HT Daily News Wrap, a beta production brought to you by HT Smartcast. Please give us feedback on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at HT Smartcast or via email to podcasts@hindustantimes.com. Until next time.
To stay updated on this podcast, follow us at HD Smartcast on all the major social media platforms. To listen to more such podcasts, log on to www.hdsmartcast.com.